Hi, this is Barbara Hinton. I'm in the Texas Medical Center today. I am on the northeast corner of John Freeman Boulevard in East Cullen. I parked in parking garage number 7, but an easier way to get here is probably to take the train and get off at the Memorial Hermann Hospital Houston Zoo exit, walk south on Fannin to John Freeman Boulevard. I believe it's about a block and a half, turn east on John Freeman, and come to East Cullen. East Cullen and John Freeman is right in front of the Baylor College of Medicine. And as I said, I'm on the northeast corner of the Baylor College of Medicine, and I am in what is one of Houston's smallest parks. It's actually called Old Indian Park. Look for the low curve retaining wall behind a live oak tree. This little park was built in 1978 when the DeBakey Center, just to the north of here, was being built. The parking lot had to be rearranged, and the new lot was going to endanger this lone oak tree. The construction superintendent for Brown and Root noticed that if a retaining wall were built, the tree could be saved. The superintendent was of Indian heritage, William D. Bailey, and he got together and produced the design that was executed as you see today. The park won a 1978 AIA Environmental Improvements Award. Look at the retaining wall on your right-hand side. You'll notice 7 arrowheads. Buried beneath one of the paving stones is a wax-sealed Lone Star beer bottle, inside which is a poem by Mr. Bailey entitled A Tired Old Indian's Prayer. It reads in part, "Me small job, many, many small job. Me burn 'em plenty gasoline, wear out many tires. People say, fix 'em parking lot real quick, right now. Need place to park. Me fix 'em all over town, burn plenty gasoline, cut down plenty trees, haul off plenty grass. Never finish, always need more parking lot. Me go crazy. Me want to go to hills, take ponies and ride, real slow in the hills. Take time, smell flowers, park anywhere, take time. Have good horses, good dogs, ride the hills, plenty slow." Walk on down the sidewalk. You're headed east now on East Cullen Boulevard. And up ahead, you're going to see a rust-colored and stainless steel sculpture. It's called Pranath Yama, and it's by an internationally recognized sculptor, Mark de Severo. Severo is an abstract expressionist sculptor. He was born in Shanghai and immigrated to California in 1942. He started work as a construction worker, but a freight elevator accident forced him to take up sculpture. He has work all over the United States and even the world, and this particular sculpture was given to Baylor College of Medicine in May 1982 by the Board of Trustees in honor of Leonard F. McCollum, who was the head of Baylor College of Medicine and the former chairman of the board of Conoco Oil Company. The Michael D. DeBakey Library and Museum is on your right-hand side. Notice the really pretty steel facade of the exterior of the building, and then walk up the stairs and there is a nice sculpture of Dr. DeBakey. Dr. DeBakey is a world-renowned cardiac surgeon. He was a statesman, entrepreneur, an inventor, a teacher, humanitarian. The sculpture says, "The pursuit of excellence has been my objective in life." This sculpture was made possible through the generosity of Fulbright and Jaworski, a law firm here in Houston, and it is in honor of the great Dr. Michael DeBakey. If you like, stop inside and see the museum. It looks as though it's a really fascinating place, at least from the outside. It looks as though it's got a lot of milestones in cardiac surgery, and I'm sure it would be a very, very entertaining opportunity to learn something about the world of cardiology. But let's retrace our steps now. Go back down the steps. turn to the right, past the Pranayama sculpture. That is a Hindu phrase, which refers to the cycles of life and death. We're going to walk to the stop sign and turn left. I'm here on a Sunday, so the traffic isn't very bad, but if you happen to come during the week, be sure you watch for traffic. The metro buses drive down in this part of the medical center, transporting patients back and fro, staffers back and fro, so watch for traffic. Turn left at the stop sign, cross the street. Walk over into a nice little park that's called the West Cullen Plaza. There are two pretty sculptures over there that I'd like to share with you. Of course, the Cullens were a very philanthropic and influential family here in Houston. Cullen Boulevard is named for the family, and they've been major donors to many, many of our city's great institutions and organizations. Just past the little aluminum fence, take a left down those little gray pavers, and let's stop in front of this really, really stunning bronze sculpture. No, I believe it's Corten steel and plate steel. This is an abstract, untitled sculpture by Houston artist Robert Fowler. It was dedicated in April 1984 in honor of Dr. Juan Jose Ruiz, who opened one of the first medical practices serving the Mexican-American community of Houston. The sculpture was commissioned by his son, Dr. Richard S. Ruiz, who was the director of the Herman Eye Center and chairman of the Department of Ophthalmology at the University of Texas Medical School. It stands 12 feet high, and it is made of Corten and plate steel. It's a very dramatic sculpture. Really, really nice for this particular plaza. It's also under a beautiful stand of oak trees, so enjoy the oaks, particularly in Houston's drought right now. They're doing well. And then continue walking down the path of pavers. We're going to another little sculpture that you can see ahead in the distance there. There are lots of nice little parks here in the Texas Medical Center. It makes for a really nice break when you're visiting family and friends who are here for medical treatment, or if you are here for treatment yourself. Step outside and enjoy these beautiful little spots and retreats where you can just get away from the madness of procedures and testing. This little sculpture that you're coming to right now and fountain is called Woman with a Dove. It was also commissioned by Dr. Richard Ruiz. This one in honor of his mother, Luz Stranahan Ruiz. It's symbolic of peace and womanhood. The sculptor was a native of Bucharest, Romania, named Monio Mihelescu. The fountain was designed by architect Nathaniel Firestone and constructed by Fountains of Houston. Very nice. After a moment, turn back around, retrace your steps back to the sidewalk, and we're going to take a left when we get across the street and head around the corner and into the Memorial Hermann Hospital itself. As we're on our way, I'll just share a few facts with you about the Texas Medical Center that you might not know. There are about 6 million patients who visit the medical center every year. International patients rate about 18,000 visits. 160,000 people visit every day. The annual regional economic impact is $14 billion. Watch for traffic as you cross the street. And when we get across the street, we're going to go left. We're going to go inside the Memorial Hermann Hospital and see the Dunn Chapel. But let me just mention that originally it was out here on this street, kind of near where the Mischer Neuroscience Institute is today. But it had some problems with water and leaking, and it was damaged in a storm, and eventually it was moved and reconstructed inside. We'll see it when we get in there. Okay, continue walking. Now you're headed west toward Fannin Street and the train and the railroad tracks. But we're not going to go all that way. Just as soon as you get to the corner of the hospital, take a right-hand turn, and we're going to go into the main entrance of Memorial Hermann. Let me just mention a few more facts about the medical center. It employs 93,500 residents and performs some 153,000 surgeries every year. In 2010, there were 28,000 babies delivered, and there were 71,000 students, of which 5,600 are international students. The annual research expenditures amount to $1.8 billion. And $1.2 billion is invested to provide care to people with limited resources. More than 12,000 volunteers collectively donate at least 431,000 hours of service with a value of more than $4 million. There are 49 major medical institutions. At 33.8 million gross square feet, the Texas Medical Center is the equivalent to the commercial office space in the 12th largest business district in the United States. Continue heading to the spot that says drop-off and valet, and we're going to walk through the glass doors that are up there on the right-hand side. Go in the second set of doors. That looks as though it's gonna take us in. Oh, look, there's a neat sculpture in that little planted garden area inside. It's called The Gift. It says, in loving memory of the men, women, and children who gave the gift of life, we remember them in gratitude and bless their names. They will live in our hearts forever. So, it symbolizes the passing on of life. Its rusted base represents death. The figures represent the spirits of organ and tissue donors rising to support the lives of others. The stained glass represents the gift of life, and the ascending dove symbolizes renewal of life. And it was created by artists and designer Richard Felden and Tom Young and Chris Williams of the American Heliarch of Houston. That's really lovely. Very, very charming little sculpture out there. Okay, continue walking straight ahead. Kind of head up the little ramp on the right-hand side. And head toward this beautiful stained glass installation that's suspended between the floors. It's called the Spire of Light. And the stained glass is from the Mirth G. Dunn Interfaith Chapel. It's a symbol of humankind's need to connect to the divine and stands as a beacon welcoming all who enter this place. Stretches 44 feet into the open space above and is made of enamel steel faced with 12 4-foot by 7-foot panels of stained glass. The spire alerts people that we hold sacred the care of the soul and that the Dunn Chapel, a place of respite, is nearby. So let's see if we can find the Dunn Chapel. Turn to your left and continue along the rail. So we get to the escalator, and let's take the escalator down. But in the meantime, there's a big sculpture in the middle of this space. It says, in keeping with the direction as established by George Herman, we dedicate this time capsule to those who've devoted their lives and efforts to serve the needs of the individuals who enter these premises. So I guess there's a time capsule buried in there somewhere. That is real Shinto. Almost looks like a Shinto shrine from Japan. Okay, head down the escalator. And on the right-hand side at the bottom of the escalator, you're going to see the Mirtha G. Dunn Interfaith Chapel. As I mentioned, it originally stood outside along East Cullen Street, but it was vulnerable to water leaks, and during prayer services for the victims of 9/11, a piece of glass fell from one of the stained glass panels near the apex of the building. The chapel was closed, and after much study and debate, it was moved inside Memorial Herman, but still retains much of the peaceful serenity. Modeled after the chapel at the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs with its praying hands design, it's a welcome refuge for visitors of any faith who need a place of quiet and meditation. Take a step inside and just enjoy the peacefulness that it offers. You're going to see more of the original stained glass inside here, as well as the marble from the original altar. And the hammered bronze doors that you walked through are original too. Unfortunately, when they moved into the interior of Memorial Herman, it was the exterior of the building that had that praying hands design. It was sort of a sweeping concrete roof line that looked like praying hands that you've probably seen as part of the Air Force Academy Chapel. Okay, let's retrace our steps, go back up the escalator, and I want to show you a really special part of Memorial Herman Hospital. The space that you're in right now is relatively new. I believe it's only been here since the late 90s. So the original Memorial Herman Hospital, or the original Herman Hospital, as it was called for many, many years, is just up ahead. When you get off the escalator, continue straight into what's called the Cullen Pavilion, and you will immediately notice that the style of the architecture changes dramatically. It's now lavishly detailed, Spanish-influenced. This original part of the hospital opened in 1925. George H. Herman gave the city of Houston the property on which this hospital stands. The first floor lobby and corridors retain the brilliantly decorated tile work installed by architects Berlin and Swern of Chicago. So you are now in the original lobby of Herman Hospital that was built in 1925. Notice this wonderful tile work. work and the curved ceilings and the archways above all the doors, and then walk out into the little courtyard where the sculpture is. This little fountain that you see in front of you was what welcomed visitors to Herman Hospital originally. The driveway went, a curving driveway went through this area. And notice the gargoyle-footed light fixtures and the beautifully adorned and ornate door frame there. Notice the Italian tile roof line and all the different Italian charm to the, what was originally Herman Hospital. Sometimes they have luncheons and events here in this little courtyard area. So if it's being set up for an event, just proceed quietly. When you're finished, come back out and let's go to the right. And that's going to take us back out to the front of Memorial Herman Hospital. And if you did ride the train, you can just walk across the street to your train stop. We're really lucky that the board of directors of the Herman Hospital had the foresight to retain this historic part of the hospital and that they maintained it very beautifully. So turn left when you dead end at that entrance and then turn back to the right and you're going to see our little sculpture on the left to the organ and tissue donors again, and you're back out at the entrance to Memorial Herman Hospital. I hope you've enjoyed the tour. It's been fun to do, and thank you so much for joining me. Be careful going home. Bye-bye. Right.